Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world and called for a collective effort to advance a peaceful, balanced and sustainable world. He said yoga should guide the world from conflict to cooperation, addressing the deliberations on the 11th International Day of Yoga along the scenic coastline at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Modi said yoga is the pause button humanity needs to breathe, to balance, to become whole again. He said this year's Yoga Day theme, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds us how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. Arunachal Pradesh joined the rest of the globe to celebrate the 11th International Day of Yoga today. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, alongside Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, State Minister Kento Jini and Indian Army soldiers participated in the Yoga Day celebrations at Chuna in Tawang district, one of the remotest border villages. Khandu lauded the dedication of Indian Army towards integrating yoga into their rigorous routines, even in the challenging terrains and weather conditions of frontier areas of Arunachal Pradesh. He encouraged the youth to embrace yoga as a practice for building resilience and fostering unity. At Raj Bhavan, the IDY celebration was led by Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor expressed hope that the day would inspire more and more individuals to incorporate yoga into their lives. He conveyed heartfelt gratitude to yoga teachers, practitioners and wellness champions whose dedication continues to keep this ancient tradition vibrant and relevant. Home Minister Mama Nathung, along with his advisor Muchu Mithi and DGP Anand Mohan, attended the Yoga Day program at Police Training Center Bandidewa. In the capital city, a Yoga Sangam event was held at 6 Kilo, where Education Minister P.D. Sona and Health Minister Biuram Wage participated along with hundreds of people. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly also observed the IDY with a special yoga session at the assembly complex. Participating in this session, Speaker Tissam Pongte said yoga is a timeless practice that nurtures the body, mind and spirit. He appealed all to embrace it to lead healthier lives and build a stronger united community. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main participated in the Yoga Day event at Golden Pagoda in Namsai. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that Operation Sindoor sent a powerful message to terrorists and their patrons that New India will no longer be a victim of terrorism but respond with strength and strategy. Interacting with soldiers at Northern Command, Udhampur, Jammu and Kashmir yesterday, the Defence Minister commended the precision, coordination and courage of the armed forces and intelligence agencies in destroying terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and POK, Pak-occupied Kashmir. He described Operation Sindoor as not just a military action but a warning to the terrorists across the border and those who support terrorism. He added that the Operation Sindoor is not over yet and this is just a pause. In a significant step towards enhancing the safety and security of women and children, Arunachal Pradesh Home Minister Mama Nathung today flagged off 7 PCR vehicles under the Pink Patrolling Initiative. The vehicles will be deployed across women police stations in Itanagar, Jiro, Pasighat, Tawang, Sepa, Alo and Teju. The flag off ceremony held at the Police Training Center Bandidewa coincided with the observance of the 11th International Day of Yoga. Present on the occasion were advisor to the Home Minister Muchu Mithi and DGP Anand Mohan. Department of Horticulture has launched the first phase of scientific cultivation training for high-value horticultural crops at Kanubari Longding district under the Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture, MIDH, Scheme 2024-25. As part of the launch event, Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu distributed saplings to over 200 farmers from the region. A high-level delegation from the Nagaland Public Service Commission led by its chairman W. Horn arrived on a 2-day official visit to Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission on Friday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.